James, happy with the performance?
Yeah, I'm pleased with that. I thought first 20 minutes of the first half, a lot of errors from ourselves, drop balls and a couple of poor offloads and a couple of poor decisions to do all that. But I thought on the back of that, we defended really well. You know, it's something we've had a bit of a focus on this week, and the lads got stuck in, and I was that was the most pleasing aspect of the game in general. The defence, I thought, was strong today.
Yeah, because you had a lot of defending to do opening 20 minutes, didn't you?
Yeah, we offered them some real easy field position. But like I say, on the back of that, we defended really strong on the back of that, which I'm pleased about.
You got down the other end, pretty much first opportunity. You scored, Lee Gaskell breaking a deadlock. That was crucial.
Yeah, I thought we were very good today, Lee. You know, there's a little bit more pressure on him to run the game, losing Harry. I thought Jake Maloney played well as well. But certainly more pressure on Lee, and he stood up to that, as we know he can. You know, we know he can play at any level, whether it's the Championship or Super League, or, you know, I was very close to taking him to Leeds Carnegie a couple of years ago. So he's a good player, and all aspects of his game was good today.
Adrian Patel as well, crucial try, and then created one as well for Elugie at the end of the first half. Was that a crucial try, do you feel?
I don't know if it was crucial. It's always nice to sort of finish a half with a try, particularly the first half there. but we always felt like going in at half time, whether that would have scored that try or not. You know, given decent field position, I thought we had enough in us today to trouble Featherstone on goal line.
A second away trip and a tough place to come. You got to come here and be prepared to work hard, and players like Paul Clough led by example.
Yeah, I thought Adam Sidlow again was very good. As you know, Adam O'Brien, the front three were superb, and the start of the game again exceptionally well. No, you're right, it is a tough place to come. It always has been a tough place to come. Every time I played here or coached against teams here, you know, if you don't turn up and you're willing to deal with the conditions, deal with a little bit of a slope, deal with a good crowd, you know, they're enjoyable, they give you a bit of stick here. You know, if you don't turn up with the right attitude, then you'll get beat here.
How do you feel Adam O'Brien's developing, obviously a role you know very well?
Yeah, no, I'm not going to say too much because he's a little big-headed sod. I think he's very good, and I think the more games he plays and the more 80 minutes he gets under the belt, he can only get better. He's a cheeky little bugger, I'll tell you that. Very much like myself. I wish I could grow curly locks like he could, to be honest. But you know, he's developing in the right way.
Pleased with it. I mean, could you have had some more points at the end? Is that one area we could be critical?
Or? Yeah, I'm not bothered about that. I'd have rather chalked that 4 points off the score rather than putting more points on that. That was not the issue. We just need to, again, I thought we lost a couple of opportunities there where we lost our composure and tried to find something that wasn't there. And if we had just rolled the ball in and goal, then, you know, there's potential to score on the back of that. So, yeah, not so much about the points.
Lowacki went off quite quickly. Is there a problem with him?
No. It's baby steps with Hammer. We spoke about that before, and it's always a risk, you know. But I've got two front rows that can do big game time, so I'm comfortable with the short spell he played, and Hammer is as well. You know, we sat on bench there and we were saying it's a lot different to train, and he started laughing. Of course, it's a lot different, but I feel if we can get away with doing that, I think his fitness will improve massively.
And looking at any injuries you picked up today?
No, I think we're all pretty good. I think we'll all come out of it. So, you know, it'll be a very similar sort of team next week, I would have thought.